are on Daf, Kuf Yutes Amud Aleph. In the middle of the Amud. Avchizde Havalei Ahu Arise. Avchizde had an Oris. Tavi Tokil V'yoiv Tokil V'shokil. He used to be medagdic, he used to weigh accurately the chelik of Rav Chisde, and he weighed accurately the chelik that he took for himself. Let us see Rashi. Tokel v'yoiv l'Rav Chisde, he weighed it. Tokel v'shokel l'nafshei. Medagdik bechaluke. He was medagdik when he divided the chalokim, how much he was supposed to take and how much Rav Chisde was supposed to take. Be'einoi mevater michelkei klum. He wasn't mevater anything. Vamshat. Loshen acher, a second shot. Machtzo hayonaitel. He took half. Half of that which grew, he took for himself. V'derech shar harisim lito shlish. Or the normal harisim take a shlish. He took a half. Solke. So I think solke means he was misalakim. He fired him. Kora anavshei. And then Rav Chisde said on himself the posik. The tzofen la tzaddik, it is tzofen, it is hidden, it is put away for a tzaddik, chel choyte, the wealth of a choyte. Zekrashi, Rav Chisde tzaddik, v'oris choyte, v'nitzpan chelo l'Rav Chisdoi, d'solkoi, v'notal chelkoi, there's a girsi here, v'notal kuloi. The Davoini is a very difficult gemara to understand. Let us first see the Marsho. The Marsho has a few kashis on Rashi. Then Marsho says his own pshat. This is on the last omid of the Marsha, Kuf Yutes Amud Aleph. It's on page 316, Belaz, the bottom line of the Marsha. Tokil v'yoiv, tofel etzadik chel. Perish kame sheperish Rashi hu dochuk. Now the first pshat that Rashi said, he was medagdik. He was very medagdic what goes to Rav Chisde, what goes to himself. V'hi mehu mishum shoye medagdic v'chaluke nikre choyte. So what he was medagdic, he wanted to divide it evenly. So because of that he's called a choyte. That's kasha number one. Oit kasha. Mai koma tzofen la tzadik. Shenotal chelka kiperish Rashi. So what did he accomplish? He accomplished that he took his chelik. He took the chelik of the oris. Shreivada yitzoich loris acher. What do you mean he took the chelik? He needed an oris. Rav Chisde did not get into the farming business. So Rav Chisde zicher took an oris. If the second oris wasn't medagdik, when he gave Rav Chisde, he gave it without such a digdakadin, him came gam loyhoye tokel v'shokel. So when he took, he also didn't take with a digduk. Mahoye maviach Rav Chisde. So what was Rav Chisde maviach? So this is on the first pshat of Rashi that the Marsha asks. So on this pshat, the Ein Eliyo says as follows. He brings a gemara that Rav Chisde was a kohen. And Als de din of de kiddashtoi, so you have to be mevata, ten loy chelik yofe, mona yofe, also includes that b'shas, chalukis ha-shutvim, you have to be mevata, that's nichlalim b'kiddashtoi, ten loy mona yofe. So, and this person, this others was not mevata, exactly, whatever Rav Chisda gets, that's what I get. So it was mevata, and the money yofe. So that means he did not, he was supposed to give some of his als v'kidashtoi. He didn't give. He wasn't mevata. So he fired him. So that's pshat now. So v'not al chelkoi. Now it's good v'not al chelkoi. He took the next oris, he took the chelik. He took the chelik because the next oris was mevato, so the chelik that a kohen deserves, that the shutav should be mevato, is not al chelkoi. That's how the Eliyahu wants to emphasize the first mahalach in Rashi. Now, let's go back to the mashal. Ulepei resheini koshe, and the second shot was, im yorad betchilo lepalge lo masalkai. The second shot was that this oris took a half. Most arisim take a third. He took a half. So he says, what was the opmach? If the opmach was he should take a half, that was the opmach lo masalkai. Vin yorad bestam, and if he was yorad bestam, there was no opmach, specific opmach, how much he should take. So, he give him a shlish. So on the second kasha of the Masho, the Rashba says, Loikeach amachza la'atzmoi, v'ze gazlan, sheina oris noitel ela sholish. It was a gazlan taka, not he gave him hair. He took hair. He was an oris like everyone else. And then Lamaisi was taking for himself, these are his rates. He took a half. So he's a gazlan taka. So it was mesalikin. Fine. This is how the Rashba seems to fanfur this kasha of the Marsha. He took shaloi kedid. Now let's go a little further. Now the Marsha himself has a third pshat. Doesn't like Rashi's pshat. Vishloim adoyle la'oris even va'oving gdeilu k'tane. That means that he had different standards of measurements. V'tokel v'yoiv b'k'tane l'Rav Chisda, v'tokel v'shokel b'gdeilu l'nafshe. He had different standards of measurements of weight. So when he gave to Rav Chisda, so he gave with a small weight. When he gave to, when he took for himself, he took with a big weight. Fine, okay. Now, L'davoini, I still don't understand what happened over here. Let's say the Marsha's pshat. Let's say the Rashba's pshat. He was a gazlan. He was a gazlan, and he was taking more than he had a right to take. So what did Rav Chisda accomplish? Solkei. So he fired him. He got rid of him. So, fine. So what happened with the gzeila that he was stealing till now? I mean, we're speaking about this oris. This oris was stealing from, that's what the Rashba says, that's what the Masho says, he was stealing. So he had a oris that was stealing from him, so he fired him. Fine. That's a good thing to do. But how kora navshe, v'tzofin l'tzadik chel choyte. So the wealth of the choyte is tzofin for the tzadik. V'nitzban cheloi l'rav chizde. The solkoi v'not al chel. Now how did this happen? What happened? He got rid of him, I hear. So, but how did he get back the gneiva? How did he get back chelkoi? There's a girsi here, but not al kulay. What did he take? I don't understand. unless now he didn't pay him, and he took into cheshbon the years that he was working for him, and then he cheated him, so it's very unclear what he accomplished, how he did this. And the Kora, Navshe, Vetzofel, Tzadik, Chel Choyte, it would seem that for a tzaddik, that the wealth of a choyte goes over to the tzaddik. I mean, I don't understand exactly what he did, how he accomplished this. Let us see further. The Gemara brings down another posik, ki matikvas choneif ki yivtzo. What is the tikva, the hope of a choneif? Ki yipsa, that he steals. Ki yeshal alaka nafshay. The Bainishom will be meshal nafshay. Now what does Rashi say over here? Ki yeshal alaka nafshay, mashlich akadish bohu nishmosay. Umaabed mimenu nishama achas. Now, I don't understand this kefil haloshen either. What does Rashi mean? Mashlich hakadosh, we'll see whose nefesh we're speaking about soon. But Rashi has a kefil haloshen. Mashlich hakadosh baruch hu nishmosoi u'ma'abed mimenu nishamachas. But Avoni also don't understand what these two these are the same nishamas, two nishamas. I don't understand. Al koponim, we have here a machloikis amiroi, pshat in this posse. Rav Huna ve Rav Chizde, chad omar nafshay de nigzal. That the nigzal, ki matikvas choneif ki yivtso, what tikva does the choneif have from stealing, ki yeshel alaka nafshay, that the Rabbeinu Shom will take away the nefesh of the nigzal. What tikva does he have? What is he accomplishing? We'll see as the sugya progresses, when one steals from someone, it's kilo naito nafshay. It's like the oni, taking away money from an oni, from a nigzal, is like your naito nafshay. But al koponim, so the Pasuk says, what tikva does this gaslan has for taking away the nefesh of the nigzal? God, I saw in Iye Hayom and in Yaakov, he brings down that the Kel Techonev looks at it in a very krum perspective. The Chonev says, that's true, when you steal from someone, it's kilo notel nafshe. And if the Rabbi Yishlon is mesavev that things can be stolen from this person, so Vayistais is Mechuyiv Misa. And the Rebbein Shem let that this should happen. So he pats himself on his back, he's Shluchi Derachmone, he was Memale Rotzin Hashem, by stealing from Yenna, which is equivalent to killing Yenna. So he has Tikva already, he hopes to come in Eilam Abba, he wants the Monschar, he was Shluchi Derachmone. And that the Pasuk says, Kimat tikvas chonev ki yivtso ki yeshal alaka nafshay. Don't think you're going to get schar for this. So, b'china v'galgum choyva yedei chayiv. But don't think you're shluchi d'rachmone. V'chad oma nafshay shal gazel. And others say that the Pasuk means, what tikva do you expect to derive from stealing? The Rabbeinu Shloilom has a price. You'll have to pay with a very expensive price for this stealing. You have to pay with your nefesh, the nefesh of the gazel. So that's the machlokes amiroim, what's pshat in this pasuk. And now the Gemara is going to bring rayas to both of these mahalchim, like Zeile, whose nefesh becomes taken away. Man di yoma nafshe shel nigzal v'chsiv kein orcheis kol beitzei abetza. These are the drochim of every gazlan. Es nefesh bolov yikach. He takes away the nefesh of the nigzal.
So we see klal, a gazlan takes away the nefesh of the nigzal.
Man the omar nafshe shel gazlan, the one that says nafshe shel gazlan, the chsiv, al tigzel dal ki dalu, bal tedake oni basho, ki Hashem yoriv rivam, the Rebbein Shalom will be meiriv rivam of these, the dal and the oni, Vikova es kaveyam nefesh, and will steal from their gazlonim, will take away their nefesh. So here we see from this posik that the price of gzela is the nefesh of the gazlon. Let us see what Rashi says. Al tigzal dal ki dalu, afal pi shedalu, so Rashi learns, Afal pishedalu, the einloi malagoizlois, so I'm not taking too much. Al tedaki oni bashoa, maiseroni, beleket shikropeya amishalkim bishorecho. Al tedakeyu bom, it seems, by not giving it to them. This is Gezel Matna Sanir. Vikoves kaveyem nefesh, goizel nefesh, goizleyem. The Mashal Gaz wants to say Al-Tadaki Oni Bashor means it's speaking about the market that they raise the price. The Ashirim realize that the Aniyim are desperate, so they hike up the price. So when they want to buy something, they hike up the price, and they want to sell something, since they know they're desperate, they or for a fraction of what it is really worth. So that's the taich al tadake oni bashoar. That means that you shouldn't pressure him, shouldn't be machni him with the prices. Kashem yorev rimon v'kovas kaveyem nofesh. So mamela, so each from Buraraya, that there's a netilas neshama by gezel. The shaila is, it is going on the neshama of the nigzal or the neshama of the gazel. Ve'idach nami haksiv nefesh bolov yikach. Now what did he do? The one that says that is going on the gazlan, what did he do with this pasuk nefesh bolov yikach, and bolov l'chay is going on the nigzal? My bolov dahashte. The one who is now a Bailam, it means the Gazlan. Be'idach nami yoksiv v'kovas kaveyem nefesh, because that will steal from the Gazlonim their nefesh, is matam koma, matam v'kova es kaveyem. Why will he steal from the Gazlonim mishum de kovi nefesh, because they stole a nefesh? What does Rashi say? Bekovis kaveim nefesh, goizel nefesh, goizleim. Bailam dahashte, gazlan, shenasa, achshov, balam lamomi. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, kola goizel as chaveire shove prute, ki ilu neitel nishmosa mimeno. It's like he takes away his nishama, shenema ken orcheis, kol beitzeya betza es nefesh ba'olav yikach. Taking away from a nigzal, a shava pute, betzel is a loshen gzela, it's a loshen momen. So it's es nefesh ba'olav yikach. God Daniel Leo wants to say, perhaps this is the makir. There's a shitas rameir, mesechtas ksubis, that holds if a person is forced, if Edom are forced to write a full shtar, and if they want that they should write in a shtar that Reuven owes money to Shimon, and Shimon forces them to write the shtar, or else he'll kill them. So Rameh holds the mechuyev to be Maisa Nefesh. So Daniel Yor wants to say that the mekor of Rameh is this gemara. If stealing is equivalent to Netilas Neshama, so by Netilas Neshama there's no heta of Pikuach Nefesh. By Choses Didoma Didoch Sumak Tvei, Avshedoma Didei Sumak Tvei.
that he wants to say, that is the Makoya of Rameya. Wants to say that the Chilkim and Rameya, because it's Kiilu Neitel Nishmosei. Not, so the Shal's on a Kiilu Neitel Nishmosei, if there's a din of Shmichas Domim, that, that is a din Yehorig Val Yaveh. I mean, there's a merdek Rabbeinu Yehin want to say that what the Gemara says, Mutav sheyapol atzmoy lekibshin ha'ish al yalbim v'nei chaveri v'rabim. Rabbeinu Yehin says the makar of this halacha is because this is a bezrayi the shvichas damim, and therefore by shvichas damim there's no heter of pikuach nefesh. So here it's also Kilo Neitel Nishmosei, he wants to say that's the Sfar of Rameya. Vahima, then he brings another Pasik, what the Poyel Yoitze of being Goizel or Shava Pute, it says in the Pasik, Vahochel Ketzilcha Velachmecha, Bonecha Uvna Yisecha. That means, that by eating, speaking about goyishe gazlonim, they'll eat ktzircha balach mecha, so it's also yoichlo, it's considered like they're eating bonecha b'neisecha, like they're killing your children. What does Rashi say? Va'ochal ktzircha balach mecha, v'doyme loch k'oicha bonecha b'neisecha. V'shein locha shuv v'amel lefarnesom. Va'oyme Mechamas b'nei Yehuda sheshofchu damnoki ba'arzo. It says, the chomos of b'nei Yehuda sheshofchu damnoki ba'arzo. So you see also it's a shvichas domim. Ba'oimer arshol v'arbeis ha-domim al ha-shahemes ha-sagivoyne. So the Gemara brings a multitude of psukim that tells us that the chaymer of Zayla is my voimer. Bechitem a nefesh today, that the whole chaymer is kovet zeya botzes nefesh bolavikach. It's keilu he killed the nigzol. Avol nefesh bolav of nois of loy. But nefesh bolav of nois of loy. Tosh ma'am besar bolav of nois of. That says the second posik, that it's yoichlu banech of noisech. It's kilo, they're also getting killed. That is dafke, a gezel that you're not paying for. But if you're paying for it, you're taking the chafetz and you're paying for it. So that is not considered shvichas domim. Toshma mechamas b'nei Yehuda asher shofchu damnoki ba'arzo. So there, for chomos, chomos means you pay domim. That's also called a shvichas domim. So the Masha explains what's the shvichas domim. It says it could very well be that the nigzel has food and he needs it for himself, and the chamsin takes away the food and he pays him for it, so he doesn't have what to eat. So memele. So that is also a shvichas domim, even though you're paying for it. V'chitei ma'ani mili heichid the covet b'yadai. Maybe that this whole din, that gezel is equivalent. The shvichas domim is dafke v'his gezel b'yadai. Avol grom aloi toshma el shol balbeis ha-domim al ha-shahim eses ha-givoynim. That Beis Adomim, there was a tviya to show that he killed the Gevoinim. Frek the Gemara, v'chi heichen motzinu shorg sholos ha-Gevoinim. Al mitoich shahor agnoi b'ira kahanim, shiyak maspikim lahem. Mayim umozayim, ma'olol bakosu, ki ilu olgo.
Rashi, Rashi, that Rashi Echamas b'nei Yehuda migezlo shosu mal ani alem kilo shofchu dam noki. Heimis ha-givoynim kid mefosh lekamei sheheimis kehani noif shoyim mesapkim mayim amozen le-givoynim sha-givoynim oyu mishamshim le-mizbeyach choytfei eitzim v'shoyev e-mayim mal olov kilo heimis ha-givoynim. This was a grome. He took away the source of Panosa. The Masha here asks, what Pshat Shayim Esapkim Mayim or Mosin Le Gevoinim? They were Shayim and Mayim. The Gevoinim were Shayim and Mayim. What Shayim Esapkim Le Mayim or Mosin? So the Masha wants to say that they were Taka Shayim and Mayim. The Gevoinim were Shayim and Mayim. But the source of the water belonged to the Neivir Kahanim. The Gevoinim did not have a Nachla. They didn't have any water rights. So, forget, they paid them for their services. That means they were Sheyev Eimayim. But so the payment was, they gave them the right to use the water, and they gave them Mosin also. Shemisabkum Mayim and Mosin. But when they killed that Neivir Kahanim, so Memela, they had no Oifen of Parnosa. That's called also a gezel. Shahemis as a gevainim. Avo nefesh bonav abnoi sabloi. Po meis nefesh bonav yikach li nafklon a nefesh anigzol. Avo bonav abnoi sabloi nenesh gazlon a nefesh b'nei anigzol. Sime meile. That's why he brings this pasuk. Lei oivdomi, chamsim yoivdomi. Is Eloi Hoya Reitza Limkeo. Zog the Gemara weiter. Avo Loikhen Min Hanoshim. We had in the Mishnah Avo Loik Min Hanoshim Klei Tzema B'Yehuda O Klei Pishton B'Golu. And we can assume that this was they have permission to sell this. Zui Meleches Hanoshim, and that's Menoises Amoicha Isladas Palayingu. Aboloikimin Hanoshim. Tono Rabono, Loikimin Hanoshim Kleitzema B'Yehude, Kleipishtam B'Golub. Aboloyenois Ushmonim Aslosis. But these three things, not this, the Balaam doesn't give rishus. So Rashi says, "Avolayenis u'shmonim eslosos." Shederech ha'ish lamoichon. This the husband sells. Ein oisin es ishto ishliach lekach. You don't make a isha shliach to sell these things. This is really a big business. Shmonim eslosos. V'shema now she's selling shemen eslosos. V'shema ganavtei mibaylo. Maybe it's stolen. V'shema ganavtei mibaylo. So you don't buy it. V'loy min avodim, v'loy min atinoikis. Abesho loymel, meicheres isha ba'arbo v'chamisha dino k'dei lasei skipa l'roisha. That means it seems you could buy shmonim meslosis if it's not a large amount. Kipa tsoif vein abal makpit. So memele, if it's only a small amount, could be he gave her permission to sell this. V'kulon sha'omru lahat min osa. But if they said that you should hide it and you should not publicize that this purchase, and memela we see it's an illegal sale, and memela it's osa. Daboy tzedoke loikri mehen dover mu'et avoloi dover merubet. Now, here we're speaking about Noshim. So, Noshim, your one is permitted to, Agabit Stoke is permitted to take from them a Dava Merube, Veloi Dava Muat, Veloi Dava Merube. I saw that Vayake brings down from the Lady Biude that this Inyan,
that Gabi Tzedakah should not take money from Noshim, only Adava Mu'et, he says, the chash is not that the woman stole this money and to give Tzedakah, that is not the chash. The other thing, the stakach chash, maybe she stole it. She's selling Yayin or Slosa, some mail there could be with Takachashish, she stole it to sell. By Tzedakah, the chash is that she's giving this Tzedakah without Rishus. She didn't get permission from her husband. And she's Meirahet the Latzma, Mustamba the husband. I'm giving it for Tzedakah, I'm not taking it for myself. Mustamba the husband is Ichemaske. That's the chash. It's not a chash gezel, it's a chash of Heiros Eta. Zokte Noide Biyude. So what'll be if she'll tell the Gabi Tzedakah she got Rishus, so then it'll be Mutter. He said, the whole chash is not, here's not a chash Gneiving Zele, it's only a chash of Heiros Eta. She thinks she's doing the right thing. So Memela, that's why you don't take from her. But if she says explicitly she got Rishus, so why shouldn't we believe her? Only, so that's what the Night of Yudah says. So it brings down, the Pischei Tshuva brings down a Sifurnu. Sifurnu, it says on the Posik, Vayavoyu Anoshim al Anoshim. So to Sifurnu, Im Anoshim amis nadvois bo Anoshim shalahem. When the Noshim came to be menadev to the Mishkan, so the husbands came with them. Lahaskim b'nedove, kidei sheyekablu ha-gaboyim mehem, that the gaboyim should be mekablu the nedoves from the noshim. She'ein mekablu me'anoshim dove merube. You're not mekablu dove merube. So memele, so that's why, when they wanted to be menadev dove merube, so memele, they brought the husbands along. To show that, to say that they're maskim, that the husbands are maskim to the nedov. Zuktad, l'chay revai stoi, it's not like the Noide B'yude, because according to the Yude, why have to bring the husbands? If they say that they got Rishus, so it's also a garbage talk is allowed to take. Why have to bring the husbands? So by stoi, he's chaylik on the Noide B'yude. That's the effect of Pischei Tshuva. Perhaps it's not too gefellig, could be, and that's zicher, ein mekablim adovam baruba from Noshim. So they have to ask each isha, did you get Rishus? And the isha will say, I'll get Rishus. So, it's a ganz isha, kaltar besichem meisha. So, Mamela, instead of having a conversation with each isha and questioning them and those, so they said they got Rishus, so the husbands came along to avoid this, so it could be, the Sfonos also made the Iker Adin, if the Noshim will say that they got Rishus, it's permissible. They bring a kasha by Aishas novel that brought to David, she brought him up to Matana Merube. How was David HaMelech, the Maritz Chayis asked the Kasha, how was David HaMelech permitted to, Hodekibul David Mavigayel Eishas Novel, David Merube, Letzerech Machneu? Preyosus Azois, Shiloi B'yediyas Baila, Fakert, Yizicha was not masking, Vosa Lekabalei Meno. Shabins in the debut, they asked this Kasha, so he says, could be one of two Terutzim, either this belonged to David of the Schar Shimo, Oy hayul on the chosim shenoslu lo amanashe in labala rishus bem. Oy legabo novo nechshem zeis dover muet. Amir de kezach. Could be, that means novo was a very wealthy person. So what she gave, a dava mu'ut, and we'll have later in the Gemara, a dava mu'ut and a dava merube is relative. It matters how much one possesses. So legabi novel, this is considered a dava mu'ut, afopish and novel kiliyoy. This is amur de kechidish. That means,
chayre, the whole heter of a dover muet is because the Baal is maskim. I mean, here he zicha wasn't maskim. So, the chayre, what's the heter? No heter stam of a dover muet. Vahabadodim. Loikrimem zeisim bemida, vishemem bemida, avaloi zeisim bemuet, vishemem bemuet. Let us see what Rashi says. Babadodim, Babadodim, Bale Beisabat, Shetakrim Heng Beshemen. Their business is they sell Shemen. Loikren min Nisheim Zaysim Vishemen Bemido. So what is the Taich Mide? Kloima Derech Mechire Befareshye Bedovim Berube. If they're selling, if the wives are selling a large amount, so if the wives are selling large amounts of shemen and zeisim, so al kochel it's best komes balei. Avoloi bemuet, if she's only selling a small amount, the genavtoi, she stole it, v'yachoyla lasis betzinev layagish baila. So therefore you can't purchase it from Anisha. Lishna achi bemuet, Bimaton Shenotloson min Hamaton Vainderech Lamoichon Kach. That means the maton was a vat that the zeisim were squished together, and this was a preparation before the Driches Azeisim. So if she sold Tava Muad means if she sold from the maton, this is not a dover that's oimedly mocher. So Kochoch, it was, we don't purchase one because we're choshed in the stomach, she stole it. Kapshimim begamli alayma, loikhin minoshim zaysim bimuit begolil ha'elye. Shepomim odom boish limker al pesach beisoy. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Begolil ha'elyoin shashemen sham beyoiker." The shemen was very expensive. Umakpid al dover muet, and a dover muet. He's also, he'll sell a dover muet, but it's not lefi kvoidai, odom boish limker al pesach beisai, but he wants to, it's money, it's a profit, but nice and leishta yemecheres. According to the other pshat, the muet means maton, I don't understand too clearly. They also sold it from the maton, that is very, not too clear. Zok de Gemara weite, Ravina ikla lebei mechuse. Ravina was a gabit stoki, came to bei mechuse. Osu noshi de bei mechuse, romo kamei kavli vishiri. Ravina came, he was a gabit stoki, so the women came, and they gave their jewelry. Ravina is a trashi gabit stoki hoya, kavli, shalshere, zov, there were necklaces. Vishire, tzmidim, bracelets. So Mamelin, he took it. Mikobo minayu. Omalei rabbe teisvola ravina vosanye gabi tzedoke mekablamem dova muet avolei dova merube. Omalei hani livnei mechuze dova muet ninu. They were very wealthy people. So by them, even expensive jewelry is considered a dover muet. The name of Chuzah Rashi says, Ashirim hei. Zot the Mishnah Vaita, Muchin shahakoybeis moitzi, arei elu shaloi. Now, let us see what Rashi says. It was a soft material that when they used to wash the Samadik and Begodim, there was a soft material that fell off in the process of the kibbutz. So now the shaila is, who does this belong to? So Rashi says, HaKoyvis moitzi mi beget tzemel dover muot aydei shtife. The washing process, there's a dover muot, other say pshetis was used to stuff pillows. Well, kaponim, the shaila is, who does this belong to? So, since it's a dover muot, vena balabayis makbit, so we assume that the koivis is permitted to take it. A makbid lehavik paid it. So they both ladaita. I mean, this is the normal procedure that the koivis takes the muchin. That is the muchin that comes out of the beggar through kibbutz. V'shehasoyrek moitzi, the threads or the, they used to comb the beged, and also there was something that came out of the beged, Hayelu Shabalabais. So Rashi says, Shasoyrik Moitze de Hakoitzim Tissel Shakirin Kardunsh, Soyrik Pilunsh Karshem Omnis Hashem Shusurke Bekoitzim Kain Masrik, it's a type of a comb, and they used to comb the begodim, and it seems much more came out. So this shall balabais, shadavah choshevu, this is a davah choshevu, v'loi mochel. So he's not mochel that the seirik should take it, so memele, this goes to the balabos. Koiveis noitel gimel chutim, v'hein shaloi. Yes, amikan, arei elu shabalabais. So trashi, Akoyves noito gimel chutim. So Rashi says, derech erge bigdei tzema, those who used to weave bigdei tzema, leroik shloishe chutim min acher b'soif habege. So they used to take from a different mean, they used to, three chutim, he used to be erging this in the soif habege. The Shita Mekabetzah says the purpose of these chutim were kedei lahatzel abeged kedei sheloi tisoser arigosoi ayidei hakvise. That means that when in the washing process, the beged shouldn't unravel. But for some reason, it seems perhaps this was the first shtifa, the first kibbutz, and it was necessary to have these chutim to protect the beged. It seems afterwards there was no need anymore for these chutim. So hakoyves noitel gimel chutim derech erg lebig day tzema lerek shloisha chutim imin acha b'soif habeged. Hakoyves noitlam umashva habeged miyafeyu. So this the koyves is permitted to take. Vehen shaloi. Yes, amikan, if there's more than three chutim, Arayhein, Eilu Shabbala Bayis. Tvi chutim, we assume the Bailam is the matter. Imhoyo Shocher al Gabi Alobim, but what if these chutim, which are in the beged, have a contrasting color to the beged, it's black and white, which does not make the beged look nice at all. And again, the whole purpose of this, of these chutim are only to ensure that the beged shouldn't unravel b'shas kibbutz. Lo yishochal gabi lovin, noitel esakil vein shaloi, so then the koivis can take all these chutim. What does Rashi say? V'moy achut shocher, sha'olgai b'beged lovin, rashoi litel akil, b'sha shocher, megane esalovin, so memele, she shouldn't leave it in the beged. A person hired someone to be a tailor, to sew a beged for him. He gave him the materials. He gave him a needle and thread. And after this tailor finished sewing the begodim, there's left over some thread. So who does this thread belong to? Hachayit sheshayir esachut kidei litver boy. That means there's enough thread that one can sew with this thread. Umatalis, or he, when the, this tailor went and was making a beged, so he cut off a, when he rounded the beged, he trimmed the beged, it was left over a patch of material that he cut off, shehi gimel al gimel. It's gimel at boys, al gimel at boys. Arei elu shabalabai. So it seems this is a davar chashuv. So the balabos is not meichel this, so this belongs to the balabos. Achayit sheshay, let's see what Rashi says. Sheshay min achut kedei litver boy. But more meforish, shir tvire, was, there's left over enough thread that he could still sew something. Hochi garsinin, umatale shigimel al gimel. Chayit shehishva esti birosoi, vikitze himenu matalus kanem. Some he wanted a, smooth out or even out the bag. Achayt sheshir es achut kedei litver boy, umatale shigimel al gimel, which is three etz boys, reyelu shabalabayis. This is a cheshivis, this is significant, and this is, belongs to the balabos. Now we're going to go to a carpenter. Ma shahacharish moitzi b'matzo. Now this is a type of a chisel or a plane that you have wood chips. So it matters, the Mishnah is going to differentiate how thick these chips are, and that will decide if it has a cheshivis, if it's significant or it's not significant. So the Mishnah says, Masha acharosh moitzi b'matzot, Hare elu shaloi, these were thinner chips. Ube kashil shal balabayis. That is a kablan. A kablan, that means this person was, Rashi says, we're talking about a person who was hired to build a house. Was hired to build a house. So, ache kechloi sakel, the owner comes and he says, let's see the chips which were left over. That means that if there were thicker chips, some male and shuldik, that belongs to me. If there were thinner chips, you can take it. But what if he was a schir yoim? That means he's not a kabbalah, he doesn't have to give him a finished product. He's working, he works by the hour. A person who works by the hour, there's no vita whatsoever. That means, it seems that the minig was, since you're giving me a finished product, so this is the bonus that he gives them, that if it's not too significant, he can keep it. Even the sawdust belongs to the balabos, because he's not mevater on this. Let us see what Rashi says. Trashi matzod dildair belaz ktano, it's a type of a tool, umachlik bos anesorim, you smooth the boards with this tool, it's a type of a plane, v'shapoyim, and the chips, shehim asheres, with its shaves off, dakinein, tinbish balas, they're thin chips, so that is maskim that the carpenter should keep them. B'chashil, kardoim umapil shapoim gasin, that these are thicker chips, eitzabalabayis. But what if he was, that is dafke by a kablam, he was eitzabalabayis, schiryoim, so then, afilun nesayres, afilu dak ayoitze mitachas amigdoch shidak miyoid shal balabayis. So that belongs to the balabos. Vereishe bekablom shekibol livnois habayis bedomim ktsuvim. So memele, this belongs to the kablom. This, the, that comes out from a matzot. Tanu Rabbonon, Loikhen Muchen Min HaKoyves, Mibnei Shein Shaloi. So the Baraisa is telling us, the Mishnah is telling us, that what belongs to the Koyves, and the Baraisa is telling us, therefore you can purchase it from the Koyves, because Mibnei Shein Shaloi. HaKoyves Noito Shnei Chutim Al Yoinim Vahin Shaloi. Now here the Baraisa says that the koivis we had spoken about, the chutim, which are nereg on the beged, which the purpose was that they should not, that the beged should not unravel b'shas kibus. So in the Mishnah it says, koivis noitel gimel chutim. In the Baraisa it says, a koivis noitel shnei chutim al yoinim vehen shaloi. Let us just jump a little bit, because it says a whole bunch of other halachas here. So let's just, the Amamar, the fourth line. Amamar, Shnei Chutim. Here it says, Shnei Chutim. Banan, Nan, Sholesh. We learned he can take three Chutim. Lekashe, Ho Balimi, Vaho Biktini. So Rashi says, Alimi gasim shnayim. If they're thicker chutim, then you can only take two. If they're thinner ones, you can take more than, then you can take three. Now, let us try to understand a little bit what the Baraisa is telling us. V'layatul b'yoysa mishloisha chuvim. Now, what does this mean? So Rashi says, Derech Hasirkim, those who used to comb out the begodim, Loseis Luloish Shel Tovui Bimachat Lo'orkei Shel Beged, they used to go and add on loops of thread. It seems they sewed on loops of thread. B'machat, they sewed on loops. La'olkei shel beged, the length of the beged. Shemoyshoi behen. Now, when they used to stretch the beged, they used to come out the beged, so it seems there were nails attached to a wall, and they attached these loops. La'olkei shel beged. So, therefore, they were capable of combing out the beged. Kshehu nisrak, when they comb it out. Like, v'choivtoi, and they used to bang the beged, v'makolois. They used to bang the beged, they used to comb the beged. Ukshenigma. And after they were finished with this process, uboiltin oisoi mokim halulois. I think Rashi means that when they stretch the beged, so the mokeim where the lulois were attached also stretched a little bit. I think that's what Rashi means. Uboiltin oison mokeim halulois, the mokeim where the lulois were, so that stuck out from the beged because it was stretched. Shenimtach shom, it was stretched over there. So you have a beged, I think, which is not smooth. It's bumpy by the edges. It's bumpy because it was in these places where the lulois were. So it got stretched. Mashvoisam. So it seems they used to cut the beged, a chelik of the beged, I think, as she means. V'noitol oison aktsuim la'atzma. So he's allowed to take this for himself. Ashminan tane shloyit perem loisen lulois bechazoke. He shouldn't tie these lulois bechazoke. Kedesh lo yuchal lemotcha yoisa midai. So
this I don't understand. Shouldn't make it strong, these little lois. Kidei shla yuchal lemoscha yoyser midai. Maybe he means that, that means if it's strong, so be able to stretch it very much. He shouldn't make it bechazoke. Kidei shla yuchal lemoscha yoyser midai. He shouldn't be able to stretch it too much. Ela gimel chovim pelaz gimel tfires vimacha. Should only make three tviras, so that means, I think, because maybe we make more, so it gets overstretched. That goes back to the Gemara. V'lo yisroik abeged l'shosyoi elo l'ovoi. That means when he's combing out the beged, so the direction should be horizontally, that's the orev, not vertically, that's the shesi. Umashveyu laorkoi, avoloi larochboi. Umashveyu, Sarashi says, mokim hablitoi shenimshach shom. There, I think the chelik of the beged that's now boilet, it's bumpy, is neitel b'misparayim. This he cuts off. He's allowed to cut off a tefach little memenu ritzuis rechoveis tefach. That we said already, but not man sholish like kasha balime bahobektini.